Here I am, in the light of consciousness. The same self that has existed since times immemorial. The unchangeable, the indestructible, the ever-free, the pure, the immaculate. All my lives have been a drama. All that was never really was, because what is ever is. The real is ever real, and the unreal is ever unreal. Atman, the pure self, remains unchanged throughout the existence of the living self. Om Saparyaga Chukram Akayam Avranam Ashnaviram Shuddham Apap Pavidam Kavir Manishi Paribuhu Svayam Bhur Yata Tatyato Ritan Vyadada cha shvati bhyaha sama bhyaha. That self, that real self, is all pervading. It is ever energetic, the creator of vibration all around. Om Saparyaga Chukram Akayam. That Atman, that Atman is formless, without body. The self has no mind, no intellect, no ego, no senses, no gross body. All of these are elements of this creation. They're all part of the play of life. Om Saparyaga Chukram Akayam Avranam. The real self, my own true self, is avranam. It is imageless. Ashnaviram. It is not made up of parts that are connected together by ligaments. My true self is indivisible, and it is imageless. It is apap pavidam. It is absolutely sinless. Om Saparyaga Chukram Makayam Avranam Ashnaviram Shuddham. It is so pure. Shuddham apap pavidam kavir manishi It is Kavi. My true self sees. From the very first moment to the very last. It perceives each and every one of my existences in this creation, in the previous, and in that yet to come. My own true self is all wise. It is never, never enveloped in ignorance. Om Sapariyaga Chukram Makayam Avranam Ashnaviram Shudam Hapapavidam Kavir Manishi Paribuhu Swayambu Yata Tatyato Ritan Vyadada Cha Shvatipya Samabhya. It is Swayambhu, it is Paribhu. Swayambhu is it is self-created, and it is all-pervasive. This living self is the creation of the self. Each and every one of us is self-created. The veil of ignorance has been drawn over us, over the mind and intellect. It is avidya. It is ignorance. And this ignorance is, in fact, an illusion. There is no basis to it in reality. This world, this creation, upon close examination, turns out to be other than what it is presented to be to the mind. You see, we cannot rely upon our mind's analysis to determine what this life is and what we are all about. The mind will mislead. To understand, we must understand directly. The self must perceive. Through the self, and so it does, and so it always has, and so it always will. All of what has happened, and all of what appears to be happening, and all what seems to unfold, is just a drama. In fact, there is nothing happening at all. What we think we are is not what we really are. What we really are cannot be thought or imagined in the mind. It is not something that can be remembered, because it can never be dismembered. Remembering and forgetting are qualities of the mind. They have nothing to do with the self. We must practice the state of yoga. And in that practice, the mind will vanish. It'll vanish in a burst of blazing light. Light that fills a thousand, thousand, thousand universes after universes after universes after universes. After universes. Pritya Bhutani, Pritya Lokan, Pritya Sarva Pradisho Jashascha, Upastaya Pratamajam Ritasya, Atmanatmanam Abhisam Vivesha. The Self fills all living things and fills this entire creation. It permeates all the planetary systems. It permeates the solar globe. Its rays are spread throughout the galactic regions, the intergalactic space, and even the interuniversal space. It fills all directions. That self, that real self, is the original self, the first. Only when we are established in our own source, in our own eternal being, only then do we perceive the self directly. That is the real meaning of worship. The real meaning of worship is to behold the self directly, without any image, without any distortion. It is not a reflection. It is self-luminous. It is absolute. It is not in relation to the mind or anything. It is beyond words, beyond intellect, beyond mind and body and senses. The reality of the self is not proven or disproven by our sensory experiences. The senses can only validate the existence of that which is born of gross matter. The senses cannot perceive that which is beyond the senses. Hence, we need to withdraw the senses from the sense objects and sublimate them into the mind, and the mind must become one-pointed, ekagrachit. And this one-pointed mind must become so fine, so subtle, that it seems to disappear. All that remains is that which has never changed. all that remains is that which never came into being, nor ever was extinguished. The self is eternal, indestructible, unchangeable reality. Sat Chit Anand. Saparyaga chukram kayam avranam ashnaviram shudam apap pavidam kavir manishi paribhu svayambhur yata tatyato ritan vyadada chashvati bhyaha samabhyaha. That self created self understands the nature of reality Bhutani Paritya Lokan Paritya Sarva Pradisho Deshascha Upastaya Pratamajam Ritasya Atmanatmanam Avisam Vivesha.